Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, good evening. I know I switched things up for you. Welcome back to Brown Sugar Radio. It's your show, Ho Sugar, and I'm just truly excited tonight because we have another heavy-hitting show that I have to bring to the table. I've just been getting a lot of buzz about this new Beyonce song, Bow Down. Now, I had to have a guest co-host on this topic because I wanted to get another opinion, not just mine, because many of you know that I have been pro-Beyonce for years, okay? However, there's a few things that have kind of been brought to my attention that have made me a little bit uncomfortable, and I wanted to talk about it tonight. And so for those of you who remember, Minister Leonard Tatum, also known as LT, he has been a guest co-host on Brown Sugar Radio in the past. I'd like to welcome him back. Thank you for joining us today. Tonight, I should say.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be on the radio again.
Okay.
Love the show and I love everything you've been doing.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, the thing is, every show we do, it has to have some controversy. I think the biggest show that we have had that was the hugest was the Minister show, Eddie Long. My goodness, that was crazy. But, you know, I said, people still are archiving that show, believe it or not. That's just crazy. But I had to talk about Beyonce because I received several emails and I have received several posts throughout my Facebook page from a lot of my friends talking about this song, Bow Down. Now, I have the song, and the reason why I wanted to air this show at night is because of the sake of children. I do have children on my Facebook page, and the lyrics are adult content. So I wanted to do it later on in the evening where most children should be in the bed sleeping and not listening to this explicit version of Beyonce's Bow Down. Oh, man, I just want to know, why is she so angry? A woman that has everything, why would you care about what haters say? Now, this is the impression that I formed. This is just my opinion, okay? However, certainly those of you who want to chime in, we'll be taking calls in probably in about 15, 20 minutes. I would like for LT and I to kind of get off our chest, our views about it. Then I have several comments and statements I'd love to read that people sent, either emailed it to me or they posted it on their Facebook page. I'm going to read these comments. Some are for Beyonce, some are against. But at the end of the day, I just really wanted to get it out there because there's been so much buzz about Beyonce. And overall, I have to give it to her. She is one of the best entertainers that we have in the world, okay? And
I agree.
I agree. Right. And, you know, when you think of iconic status, you know, when you think of Michael Jackson, Lady Gaga, people that are huge, there's always some controversy with their success. So at the end of the day, you know, where do we go with their success? You know, do we look at it as this is a gift from God that they're using and, you know, they're helping to inspire others, or do we look at it as if, this, as many have said, they have sold their soul to the devil for fame, and they're, you know, paying their riches and fortunes with a price, you know, of their life and their salvation. So that's what we're going to talk about today. It's going to be a heavy hitter. I do see some of you on the phone lines. Please hang tight, because I want to get everything out as much as I can. We only got about maybe 40 minutes tonight. I'm not taking calls just yet, but if you want to hang tight, you're more than welcome to listen. Oh, I forgot to open the chat box. That's probably why they're on. Oh, man, this show. Okay, there we go. I'm going to open the chat now. All right. Now that the chat box is open, those of you listening via Twitter and Facebook, I'd like to welcome you to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. And those of you who are loyal listeners, welcome back. Okay, so I'm going to start with this comment that I read, and I found it very interesting. Then I want to get your take on, well, how do you feel about this? So actually, before, you've seen the lyrics. You haven't actually heard the song yet, have you?
No, I haven't heard the song, but I pulled the lyrics up and read them.
Okay, and you've been hearing a lot of buzz on it on your Facebook page also.
Yeah, and it's actually a friend of mine. I did an interview on my show. His name is Raheem Brooks, and he actually posted a little saying from a person wrote about the whole thing in reference to the Bible, and then it just sparked it off, and I commented on it, and it just got going.
Well, okay. Well, I want you to read a little bit of that. If you can find that, I would love that. All right. Now, this is very, very interesting. This is, we've already bowed down, Beyonce. Why are you so angry? This is from Danielle Young, associate editor from Hello Beautiful. Okay, it says, Beyonce released a mashup of two singles from her latest album, Bow Down and I've Been On. The song has been collectively referred to as Bow Down and has managed to do what Beyonce does best, which is set interest in a blaze with criticism and approvals. I've said it before and I'll say it again, Beyonce gives me a brand new emotion. While I appreciate her talent and often find myself screaming, yes, yes, while she performs on her on stage with her hits, I am not a stand-up, okay? And if you will, let those stands tell it. It's people like me who find themselves on the receiving end of B's warning to bow down. That's fine. I hear the warning, but I prefer to stand. Beyonce has something to prove that she doesn't think her countless Grammys and awards have done. However, with no one really residing in her league, Beyonce's hopeful point to gain the respect she thinks she's missing gets lost in a cloud of quotable social media updates. Does Beyonce not realize that she's number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the list of the top women in music right now? Not of all time, let's not get crazy. Her shows sell out before tickets even go on sale, and she is indeed the hottest chick in the game. So we've already bowed down to her greatness, and I can't see us staying down here much longer. Beyonce's stands, as she calls it, not fans, she calls them stands, can certainly take their rightful place at her feet. But here's the gotcha. Beyonce is not only talking to the haters, she's referring to her stands too. These lyrics should make you wonder about Beyonce's intentions. Okay, now these are the lyrics in the song that they're quoting in Hello Beautiful article I'm sharing with you. It says, I know when you were little girls, you dreamt of being in my world. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Respect that. Bow down. Snitches with a B. If you're a B fan, you have probably had fantasies about hanging out with her, a.k.a. being in her world. To those very same people who love Beyonce enough to dream of being a part of her world, Beyonce is asking you rather aggressively to know your place and get there quick. And after all of this, I still can't figure out why. How dare you, B? We've always loved and respected your work, so the last thing we need are instructions from you on how to properly worship you. This angelic force of nature who can see our halo, this is the same woman who brainwashed many of us into thinking we can run the world. Now she wants to empower sisters to take a break from running things and take a knee instead. Which is it, Beyonce? I know women are allowed to be multifaceted But this is more like multi-personalities. B is possessed with her own greatness, and her Sasha Fierce is out for blood. Who is Beyonce so mad at that she has to yell with venom in her voice? Respect that, bow down, snitches, with a B. I took some time to live my life, but don't think I'm just his little wife. Don't get it twisted, get it twisted. This is my ish, bow down, snitches. All right? Y'all know I'm trying to censor it. It says, I respect B's undeniable talent, but I don't believe that image she's trying to force feed the world. Beyonce has always been about sisterhood and about empowering women. Even when she took off after her solo career, she maintained a high level of respect as a businesswoman, talented artist, and a mother and adoring wife. Since the birth of her child, Beyonce has been trying to convince us that she's a simple girl who's in love with the man of her life, and they share a bundle of joy. Now I don't know what to believe. Maybe it's her postpartum blues kicking in. She's juggling all the balls of life. Okay, this, I'm still reading this article from Hello Beauty, but it's deep. That's why I had to share it with you. I couldn't cut nothing out, you guys, because this was just so deep. It says, I believe she's lost in the whirlwind of postpartum depression, and she's juggling all the balls in life she willingly picked up. With being one of the most iconic stars of our time, I won't even pretend to understand the type of pressure from my seat. Beyonce struggling with accepting her own greatness. Beyonce's identity crisis is real, and with Bow Down, she's allowing herself to live through herself by playing gangster dress-up. She's seen her husband Jay-Z and the other hood rappers do it. Now she's truly deciding to rep her set with lyrics like Hold Up, Texas Trill, H-Town Down Man, H-Town Vicious, I'm So Crowned, Bow Down Snitches. As soon as I heard Beyonce spew these words, I felt uncomfortable. I knew she's from Houston. To make that just, she was saying that makes her a country girl at heart, but Beyonce has never been Trill. I prefer music that is honest. I don't think Beyonce is being honest with herself, let alone us listeners. The problem that I have with this now, this is me, Sugar, speaking. When Beyonce asked us to refer to her as king instead of queen, and I didn't understand that. You're a woman. So that kind of made me feel like, okay, we know a king is higher than a queen. And then right. The other part, now the part that I had a problem with in the song, and I'm going to play the song for you as soon as we get your opinion on things, or let me know, did you want to maybe hear the song first? But she says, I'm larger than life. I'm larger than life in that. And that kind of bothered me. Now, granted, as a celebrity, we understand your name is going to live on forever. We know you're basically immortal because you can play your songs forever. And just like Michael Jackson, he's going to live on through his music. We get that. But for you to say that, now, granted, is this just sheer talent? Because, like I said, in defense for Beyonce, this could be just her way of getting it out there and saying, hey, you know, I'm being an artist right now. This is my Sasha Fierce alter ego. I'm just being creative. Or, you know, is this really how she feels? I don't know if you had the opportunity to see the HBO documentary, but that was about her life. And she says that she writes about her life in her songs. So we don't know which side this is of Beyonce. But my whole thing is I just honestly felt like the humble, sweet Beyonce that we used to know, that always referred to herself as being blessed and being a woman of God, and God is so good, and loving her family, loving her man, loving her daughter, you know, is that gone now? So with all that said, I know that was a mouthful, but I had to read this article because it hit a lot of nerves, you know, with me. And what the author was stating, a lot of it really is an eye-opener. So how do you feel, you know, in regards to Danielle Young's article on Beyonce, and in the lyrics that you've heard so far?
Well, you know, there's a difference between an artist and an icon. Beyonce has, the one thing that has made Beyonce so big, and people like her, like when, what's her name, Britney Spears was really, she was the number one talked about, blogged, and tweeted woman out there, that's ever been in celebrity status until, you know, she fell off. But when you become an icon, people stop being able to relate to you. And what made Beyonce so big is that people could relate to her. her story wasn't a story of coming from wealth and being in a, you know, in a family full of stars and all of that. She worked her way from the bottom, but she always kept it real with her personality as far as how she portrayed herself in public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she became bigger than life, but she stayed humble. But I, you remember she made a song called I Got a Big Ego.
Right.
It was a song that a lot of people could relate to. And, you know, you singing along with the words saying, yeah, I got an ego. Everybody got a, some type of an ego.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we can relate to that. But, you know, where she lost everybody is bow down, you know, bow down haters and, you know,
right.
I'm the king. So folks
right.
are like, I don't know if I'm on that level, you know. So I can't really relate to, you know, and like her husband, you know,
right.
he called himself Hove, and, you know, I'm Jay-Z. So J-Hove came out, and then the Christians was like, I don't know if I could. You know, you the baddest rapper, but now you're taking it to God status, you know. So,
what does Hove mean?
What do you talk about?
What
know,
does Hove mean? Does that mean, does Hove mean something like God or master or anything?
Well,
you know,
Jehovah, you know, and he's calling himself J-Hove, you know, and not saying Jehovah. He's just saying
right.
J-Hove, I'm the God of rap pretty much. And, you
wow.
know, and, of course, people have taken that and ran with it and made it blasphemous. And
right.
So, you know, he's his only competition. She's her only competition. So they create these alter egos to compete with themselves, you know, in my opinion. And we, the world, are watching because they have the center stage. And so everything they do is scrutinized, everything they do. So for her to come out and be so brash with these lyrics and this song, to me, it's a career move. That's how I'm
mm-hmm.
looking at it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to play the devil's advocate when it comes to musicians, even though I'm a minister. But I know there's a point where you sell out your beliefs and what you stand on when you do it for press, when you do your career to get the numbers, to make the money for the big companies that put money behind you. That's, to me, where you really sell out, not necessarily a devil behind the scenes with a blood pen and you signing your signature on a document saying I'm selling my soul. But it's more of a legalities and contracts and what would you do to stay relevant. You know, that's why I feel about it. So I feel the article is writing to the image that she presents. And,
right.
Okay, Beyonce, you win. There's nobody to, you know, to compete. Well, who are you talking to?
Right.
You know, so I get what she's saying. Who are you referring to? I mean, you got haters, but who even cares what you,
right.
you know, your haters say? Because they ain't on your level, so who are you
right.
referring to?
Right. That's exactly what the author was saying, and I feel it on
right.
that, you know?
You win.
Okay, I mean, especially when she said, and this is so real, because I know I'm guilty of this also, your concert sold out before it even went on. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, people are lined up bootlegging your tickets. I mean, come on. What else do you want? You know?
Right.
Oh,
what
man.
Do you do? You know, throw a fight, I guess, like Mike Tyson. You know, beat everybody up. You're, I mean, who do you? So maybe this is her version of throwing the fight. You know, I just get up there and say something crazy. People go tear me up in the press and I can redeem myself. I don't know.
Okay. It's like, what is going on? All right. Well, without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play this hot new single that, I want to call it hot new, this controversial single. And
the people is hot about it. They
hot about it for real, okay? I don't need no hate mail. Don't be talking about sugar. Talking about it's the bomb. I'll let you guys form your own opinions. Here it is, Beyonce's Bow Down. It's also a mix of, it's two songs, actually, okay? The first one is called Bow Down, and then it's mixed up with I'm On One. So I'm on. Let me see. What is the second? I want to make sure I'm saying it properly. I think it's I'm On One. Well, anyway, here's the song. I'm going to look it up, and then I'll let you know as soon as we get back, because I know we only have a few minutes remaining. All right, y'all, definitely keep it locked here. You're from Mid Choice and Internet Radio. We'll be right back.
I'm a fan. Time to live.
off, take me off, take me off, cause I've been on, I've been on, I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off, take me off, take me off, take me off. Rolling high, loving wood, happy trill, that's what's good. Kiss my mama, show that love, pop them bottles in that club. I heard your boo was talking lip, I told my crew to smack that trick, smack that trick, smack that trick. Guess what they did, smack that trick. Gold everything, gold ass chain, gold ass rings, gold ass fangs. You can see me stunt when you turn and you scream, you can see me stunt when you turn and you scream. I'm bigger than life, the name of the life, I'm the number one chick, I don't need no hype. The capital B means I'm about that life, the capital B means I'm about that life. I've been on, I've been on, I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off, take me off, take me off, take me off, cause I've been on. I remember my baby hair with my dookie braids, Frenchie, boot in the parking lot. Shout out to Willie D. I was in that Willie D video when I was about 14, looking crazy. Shout out to Pimp C. You know, we used to sneak and listen to that UGK. Dating your girl, but your sister was alright. In your homeboy caddy last night. Man. Hold up.
That I stated it properly. Now, for those of you who just heard that song for the first time, that is Beyonce speaking at the end. That is not a man. It's a new form of music that they do in Houston or in Texas, the chopped and screwed version, where they slow down a track and they play it.
That's
sometimes
been around forever.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. That's the first time I've ever heard. Not the first time I've ever heard it, but Beyonce, I have ever heard it, her do it. But it's real big down south, apparently, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a southern thing. A couple of the kings of it was actually Pimp C, the one who had, just passed away, that was that got out of prison, and Bun B was representing, so... Yeah,
and she did shout them out in her song, too. Yeah, that was her shouting them out, because a lot of people was like, who is that guy in there? That's Beyonce. She just chopped and screwed. And that song is called I've Been On. And I believe
and
the dream
is... The Christian folk that don't know, they may think that's her imitating a demon voice. So it just...
Exactly.
She's giving them what they want to run with.
There you go, because I was going to get into that. Now, after you've heard the song, you've only seen the lyrics. What do you think now actually hearing the vocals and the music?
Well,
did it sound demonic to you, or kind of spooky?
If I didn't know any better, that's what I would think. I would think that it sounds demonic. It's very degrading to women, and the lyrics are degrading to women. It's referring to anybody, even if they're hating on you, with that word. But we have to, this is where I'm at. We have to realize this is entertainment. There's a lot of people like Howard Stern. Howard Stern became a shock DJ. Because he would say stuff he'd know would tick people off. And then he made a movie about saying stuff and telling folks, I really built my career off of pissing people off.
Mm.
And it wasn't the people who he said it in his movie. He said, the people that are my fans don't make me the money. It's the people that tune in every week to see what I'm going to say next so they'd have something to talk about. And,
right.
And that's the truth be told. When you want to really be big, get more haters. It's better to have haters as far as making money because the haters drive your sales. All they talk about is what you said, what you did, who you've been with, when it happened, and keep people interested in your story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a career move. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking she's trying to reinvent herself. You remember Madonna? Every time Madonna was getting ready to release a new album, she'd go and, stand naked in front of a cross or, what I'm saying? She would do
Right, she would do outrageous stuff just to keep her career going.
Right.
Exactly.
And it worked for her.
Yeah.
And as a,
yep.
as for women, sometimes maybe they feel they have to do that because there's so many young women coming to replace them.
Well, I think I wanted to mention what Keisha Cole said, and she does have a good point about it. However, when you look at it from an artist side of being creative, you know, I can see your view also. Keisha Cole says, first Beyonce states women need to stick together. Now she's saying that they need to bow. She put shake my head. Chicks, excuse me. She said chicks be shooting the beat, the ish. But when I speak my mind, it's a problem, complained Keisha Cole. She said that, you know, she feels like just because people stand out with a self-righteous attitude when it's convenient to them and it makes them look good, you know. So she's frustrated because she feels like, how come Beyonce can speak her mind on this track, call people out their name, but then when she's voicing in her opinion, which I don't know if you've heard it or not, she pretty much called out Michelle Williams for the Super Bowl performance and said, you know, she's always messing up the groove. She didn't like how she was getting down. So she received a lot of backlash from that. But I want to read a couple of others because I know we only have a little bit of time left. Rush Limbaugh didn't waste any time also digging into Beyonce. He was saying, here, you know, this is a woman speaking about being independent and a survivor and empowering women, and now all of a sudden she's telling women to bow down. He felt like, although he misinterpreted it, he said Beyonce was teaching women to bow down to a man. And actually he doesn't understand her song. She's saying bow down to her. T.I. and Tiny had their opinions of it, and he was just basically saying that, you know, they were shocked. You know, Tiny admits it was shocking when she first heard it. However, they both did say that B is the epitome of success and pretty much embodies everything that is, you know, to be uppity about a performer. So upper echelon about a performer. So, you know, they said it's very edgy, it's aggressive, she's cussing. But T.I. said that, you know, that's all about the music business. So, you know, they're not used to seeing her in that light, but they understand it. Then we have, here's one that I thought was really interesting. Emmanuel Dorian sent me this comment, and he says, the devil's best trick is to persuade you that he doesn't exist. In the song at minute 119, she makes the Baphomet, I've never heard of this before, a.k.a. Satan's symbolic sign. There is a Baphomet oath. You sell your soul to the devil for fame, money, quote. Make an oath for the Baphomet. I'm not even probably saying this right. It's spelled B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. Have you heard
Behemoth.
Of Baphomet?
I think it's Behemoth. Behemoth. I haven't heard of it.
It's B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. Baphomet. I've never heard of that before in my life, so I'm learning something new.
I've never heard of it.
But Emmanuel's stating that you make an oath with the Baphomet and play a submissive pawn to a higher authority figure for money, sex, or so-called spiritual empowerment. That's all I have to say. Wise people make their own decisions.
Okay, but that woman had more money than, you know, than most people before she put that song out, so I don't know why she would be making a song to get more money now.
Right.
Her and her husband, they're almost a billionaire. I think he's close to being a billionaire. So they haven't had to do that to get paid, to get to the level they're at.
I certainly don't believe that it was about money at all. I think what this person is trying to say, because I do have another comment I want
to
read.
Is that they're just giving their praise to the demon god or something?
Right. Like Beyonce wouldn't have this type of success if she didn't sell her soul to the devil, basically. I have another one from Nicole Fennel. I know, right? I have so many comments, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to them all, you guys. Nicole Fennel says, I like this is according to the video. Many of you need to watch YouTube, Google, bow down, and you'll see Beyonce's video. It says, I like the 16th century of the video, but the song will never make it on my favorites list. I think she does care about her fans and may think of her work, but it's a way for her to gauge how her music will sell. Just because someone has what may seem like a negative comment doesn't mean that they are saying what they're saying is true. I would say the song is tasteless. That's just my opinion, but I'm still a fan of her music. Then we have Sakina Jawad. states, from a creative perspective, this video was just that, creative. However, it's very interesting because it simply displays the obvious, that she is a puppet and the industry is controlling her, and she's singing about absolutely nothing that has any real substance. But the Matrix will eat it all up, promote it to death, and further control the minds of the masses of people. Wake up and take back your mind and free thinking.
I can say amen to that one.
Okay. Now, this one is deep.
I say amen to that. If we stop being so driven off of what, off of something negative, we can take it. Wouldn't people become, I'm going to shut you down for the comment you made, you know, who put that group together? Because as soon as you come out and you say something that ticks off any particular group of people,
mm-hmm.
No, they can't have you in prison for what you say, but you can lose your job. You can lose your fan base. It'll start affecting you in your pocket. They'll boycott you, you know.
Okay.
It's like, wow, freedom of speech ain't really free. It costs.
It's not free. It's not free no more.
No,
oh,
hey,
man.
Rush Limbaugh, a whole lot of money.
Funny. Oh, gosh. Okay, I have another comment from Brandon Willis. He says, right, if you believe in God, then you believe in the devil. He is real. If you believe in good, then you have to believe in evil. There's a struggle. People will gladly sell their soul for fame and fortune, even kill if they have to. Some very big is going to happen again very soon. Look at history. It's bound to happen. A new World War III that's going to come soon. I'm sure that the exact reason she released that documentary and this song came out just in time before her tour so she can make people bow down to her as she performs it. We all know the puppets are the Illuminati. We don't know who's behind the scenes pulling all the strings. They'll never show their faces. They'll probably be people who are very wealthy, not rich, but wealthy, and have a lot of power, but you're right about keeping it in God's hands. It'll probably get worse before he steps in.
Well, you know, I did a whole show on the Illuminati, and black folks is uneducated on it, just
mm-hmm.
to be tell you the truth. The Illuminati's and the Masons groups were slave owners. People didn't associate with black folks, and they mm-hmm. probably could care less about the black music as far as having somebody become powerful in a decision-making. Government's going to do what the government does, and Beyonce and Jay-Z have nothing to do with that. So that's two
mm-hmm.
separate different things. You have your entertainment
right.
life. Now, I believe there's some evil people in there. It's evident, you know,
right.
that money is the mammoth, you know. But I think folks get their focus off. Christians need to be focused on where to find God, not where to find the devil. And
okay.
All I hear is Christian folks running around talking about who's the Illuminati, who's the devil worship, and all of that stuff. And not only is the devil's biggest trick in making people believe that he don't exist, the second biggest trick was to make you think that he exists in some form of a beast, some form of a some demonic, evil-looking spirit and signs and symbols and all of that stuff. And while we chasing that, he's over here messing with our children, messing with our marriages, messing with our home life, and we looking at Beyonce and Jay-Z as the evil one. And he's up in there, you know, he doing his thing a totally different way. That's just a distraction. And we're so distracted by that and so focused on that. We talk about that for 10 weeks. We can't get along in our household with our mama and our grandparents or something. You know, that's what we should be focusing on, fixing stuff that we can and we have control
for real.
Of, not what we don't know about.
Okay, that's real. You know, get educated before you make an assumption about somebody. You know, that's
and
the,
if they
the,
wasn't,
the end
if
of the
day. If they had they came out and said they was worshiping the devil, has anybody caught them in a seance or in a ritual, blood ritual? They're not even doing that stuff. I remember it was the Black Sabbath. They was biting off bat heads and they had the devil symbols on their records. And they and nobody shut
yes,
them down.
Back in the day. Yes, okay, they did. They sure did. And had
yeah.
all that on there, yes.
Yeah,
they
have pentagrams and all that stuff. Tattoos,
okay.
pentagrams on their skin. They walking around looking like the dead. And everybody thinks they're cool.
That's crazy. Ridiculous. Okay. I want to read a couple of more comments real quick. Tiffany Benjamin says, I can't believe how serious people take this song and video. This is entertainment, nothing more, nothing less. It was put out for our fans. If you don't like it, you don't have to watch. It's that simple. B. Smith says, people really mad. She kept it G, ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all always expect her to be sugar sweet. A real woman ain't always sugar sweet. Bow down, snitches. I respect her. She's about it. Miss Mandy says she did this song for Keisha Cole talking about her on Twitter. Oh, Lord. Tatiana McDonald, some of Beyonce's cool points have been revoked. This is some bull-ish. If she wanted to screw with people's minds, she could have did it in a better way. There are too many signs out there that suspect her of trying to claim she and her husband are a higher power in the world. I hope that they believe in God and not all this Illuminati stuff, because if she is not going to have a nice resting place eternally. It seems like she's a demon in disguise. Her voice is creepy in this song. It gives me the chills. Oh, man.
But they're supposed to listen to the stuff anyway.
Right. For real. I'm like,
not believe go to hell. They believe you would go to hell if you listened to rock and roll and R&B back in the day. So why do you even, you going to turn on Beyonce's song and listen to it and just to say, I shouldn't have listened to it because it was demonic. if there was some devil stuff in there, don't you think you shouldn't have listened to it?
For real, because as soon as you start that demonic spirit, you should have shut it on down, right?
Right, right.
Oh,
well, somebody told
goodness.
You, don't listen to Beyonce's song sound like the devil. You were going to go listen to it, too. Now, you just made us all get more hit.
To the girl, but where's that? Let me download it, for real.
Man, let me get a rumor started about myself. Ooh. So I can get rich.
Hot mess. This is funny, funny, funny. Last comment that I want, well, two more. One is for Beyonce, one is against. I love Beyonce. She's multi-talented. I believe this is all for entertainment. Don't take it seriously. She knows how to entertain. The next one says, ladies and gents, please don't be fooled and think this new song, Bow Down, is addressing her haters. Beyonce actually views herself as a god and wants everyone to bow down and worship her the same way Satan wants everyone to bow down and worship him. It's no coincidence that Beyonce named one of her albums I Am. In the Bible, God says to Moses, I am who I am. This refers to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. Wow. So I mean, it's so much. I mean, we're getting hit from left and right. It's all kind of things. We only have a few minutes remaining.
Ain't people already bowing down to the woman anyway? Idolizing her, trying to
yeah.
be just like her?
Yep,
I mean,
pretty
so
much. Want her life,
they
yeah.
They tell them to bow down. They're already doing it, so I don't know.
Already
what
doing. And that's exactly why I read that article from Hello Beautiful with the author of Danielle Young, because she pretty much put it out there. You know, what more does Beyonce want? Why is she continuing this, you know?
Maybe
all right, so you believe at the end of the day it's just all for entertainment. And, you know,
I think it's more to it than just entertainment. It's a business that's a high level of career. There's a bunch of people that benefit from her being where she's at, and a lot of
mm-hmm.
livelihood tied into what she's doing.
Right.
It was definitely a strategic move, a career move. I wouldn't suggest it for anybody. I don't think you have to do that. But
right.
It's more to it than just entertainment. It's something completely else.
I think she's tired of the scrutiny.
On.
I really believe that she's sick and tired of the scrutiny. You know, they talked about her carrying a fake belly and, you know, being a part of the Illuminati and just all these different things she's been under scrutiny for. She's probably this is her way of backlashing out. You know,
right.
And
then she can control the press too. She can control what y'all talk about. Instead of finding out if her and Jay-Z is getting along or if they're having threesomes, she just get out here and say something crazy, and that's all you're going to talk about for the next 3 months. it's kind of genius if you're on that level. You know, if that's what you're going to do, you create your own drama and let folks run up behind your drama instead of finding out the truth.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, you absolutely right, you know. So, I do appreciate you coming on to the show here. We got to get ready to go. I knew this show was going to be juicy. I knew it was going to be a lot. Golga14, I wanted to give him a shout-out. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Delicious talk. We have several anonymous guests that have also joined us in the chat. Please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so that you can be notified when we have up-and-coming shows such as this. Follow me on Twitter, Brown Sugar Radio, and Facebook. Look me up, Brown Sugar Radio. And also, too, LT has his Roundtable Talk, right, is the name of your show?
Yes, we will be coming back. I actually put the Roundtable Talk, rttalk.com, rttalk.org is our blog. It's back up and running. I'm getting ready to get some contributors on there, writing and everything. And we'll start the shows probably back up this summer.
All righty.
So you can check out our archive shows, though, at rttalk.com.
Okay, there it is. So we got to go ahead and exit, but I have appreciated you coming on to the show today. Thank you so much, because I really wanted to kind of just, you know, get a different opinion on this. And other than, like I said, the song sounded a little creepy. I didn't like, she was singing a soprano and all that, and I thought that just some of the lyrics were a little bit chilling to me. But at the end of the day, you know, you're right. I guess that's her way of just shocking people and getting them to talk about something else. So it is what it is. But I will not be bound down to Beyonce. I only bound down to my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
I ain't doing this, so I don't need to bow down.
You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, but I'm not bound down. But at the end of the day, it's all about entertainment, and that's what she's doing. So I do appreciate you coming on to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. And certainly, you know, you have a blessed evening. You guys can check him out on Facebook, too. Is it RT Roundtable Talk, right?
Yeah, we have a page. It's kind of active, but you can just hit me up, Leonard Tatum, on Facebook.
Okay, there it is. All right, then. Well, thank you so much, and you have a good evening. Oh, wow. All right, you guys. Well, you know where to find me. Follow me on Twitter or Facebook. And we'll be back again next week. All right, have a great day. Those of you just now chiming in, you can check out the archive. Have a blessed night.